Welcome back to Kieran Ireland. Think of us as an offshoot from the United Kingdom, the stunted bit that grows through the fence and annoys the neighbours. The latest issue to rock the island is the anti-fracking protests about the fracking tests that are rocking the island. And it's not just the islanders who are taking a great interest in our shale gas.
You're late, Cameron, you gibbering idiot.
Sorry, Nick. Master Clegg, Master.
You know what late means, Cameron.
Not the punctuality piranha.
Open the front of your Union Jack underpants.
Please, Nick.
I'm sending you to Kieran Island.
Not that Isle of Inbred Moomin!
Silence! You're going to blow up their fracking operation.
Oh. Very wise, Master. check that fracking is disaster-proof before the Coalition approves the UK drilling.
You're being stupid again, Cameron. That means...
No! Not the stupidity! Ow! Ow! Scorpion!
Clegg's Dirty Frackers, PLC, are going to corner the shale gas market. I'm going to frack Kieran Island. I'm going to frack it long and hard. I'm going to frack it like it's never been fracked before.
I'll be off then.
They'll be crying, "No, stop fracking us, Nick!"
I'm almost outside.
But I'll keep fracking on land, fracking at sea. Fracking is a thing that makes me horny.
I'm now running!
On the mainland, NHS Direct's 111 number is in such crisis that they'll soon be requesting assistance from a non-emergency phone line. Here on Kieran Island, one local entrepreneur has seized the opportunity with both hands.
Hello, darling. Welcome to 666. What's the problem?
Help! My husband's short of breath. The doctor's on his way, but I don't know what to do.
Oh, I don't know. Kick him?
What? Are you sure?
Don't worry, he'll be fine. Just kick him.
Okay.
Ooh. How's he looking now?
He's rolling around the floor in agony.
That don't sound good. Are you sure you kicked him hard enough? Is that better?
It's still not working. Maybe I can give him a little slap instead.
I don't know, I'm not into all this homeopathy crap.
Oh my God, he's losing consciousness. Oh, thank God, the doctor's here.
What's happened to this man? Have you been kicking him?
The man on the phone, he told me to...
This man clearly needs crutches. Now watch.
Here I am, Kieran Island, a fracking plant, a bomb in a Tesco bag... Sweating like a pig next to a bag of pork scratchings.
Hello! Security! Can I have a glass of water? There's a tap. Ah! Self-igniting tap water! Oh, fracking's an environmental nightmare!
Why in the Sam Hill is there a posh spineless bloke in my fracking facility?
Just admiring your efficient security policy, yes.
I don't need security. I just scare the crap out of everyone. Now, get through this body scanner.
But I'm the Prime Minister. I'm not...
Either your limey asshole goes through the scanner on your puny legs, or smeared over my steel toe cap like a brown starfish clinging to a speeding torpedo.
Okay, sir, I will just leave this bag outside the door.
What the Roscoe Pico train was that?
Nothing. Just a bomb. No, not a bomb.
Brought a goddamn bomb into a gas mining operation? Starfish, boot. Boot, starfish.
Oh!
Hey, I literally fracked you for gas. Hi-yee-haw! Think what I could do with a proper fracking drill. Yeah! Hold still. Here we go. One drill bit number 5.
Oh, my Union Jack Boxer!
Time time to exploit a whole new source of energy.
Wait, oh, wow!
Go on. You can do it. That's it. Push! That's it! Push! Delivered at 8:49, weighing in at 8 pounds 6 ounces. And that's just one Royal Baby newspaper supplement. How many more of those have you got in there?
Hi, Nigella here. And in today's KITV cookery show, I'm going to show you how to rustle up a divorce. Divorce works best when the ingredients don't go together. In my case, I've got a prime piece of rump, together with a rather cold fish. Needless to say, the fish will be gutted later. You can pair this with either pasta or rice, just not both, as that's starchy and starchy. Some people also garnish it with red peppers or green peppers, but I like to serve it with divorce peppers. Here's some my lawyer prepared earlier. Now, your ex might worry you'll spill the beans, but I say, sod off! You're not in control of me anymore! Or you can just use a pouring jug. Finally, put two bull's testicles in a vise and give them a really good squeeze. Like so. That's not actually in the recipe, but it does make me feel better.
Hello, and welcome to eCrime Watch, the TV equivalent of Span. I'm Bruce Fiona.
And I'm Roz Nick. We need your help to solve some of the most notorious and devious crimes ever committed.
Our first reconstruction is a spectacular cybercrime committed in the murky depths of the criminal underworld.
Chilling stuff, I think you'll agree.
If you recognise any of those keystrokes, call our incident room or like us on Facebook.
Next, one of the most horrific and personally devastating crimes we've ever had the misfortune to see.
I was watching Netflix and suddenly the screen went all blocky and I had to reboot.
Have you been affected by slow internet responses or worse, had to restart a level of Candy Crush Saga? Tweet us a picture of your dog now.
Finally, Inspector Spectre from Scotland Yard wants your help solving a cold case from over 20 years ago.
Oh, thank you, Roz. On the 9th of December, Mrs. T. Smythe of Leighton Buzzard received this threatening phone call.
If you recognise this sound, then you really need to upgrade to broadband.
And that's all we've got time for tonight. Remember, don't have nightmares. Just stay up and watch porn instead. Good night.
Why on earth does my paper have to cover this dingo feces?
Well, the Tour de Kieran Island is the single, the second most important event in the cycling calendar. These are our Olympic heroes.
Heroes? They're militant jackasses in Lycra, ploughing along roads and scratching the paintwork on my Mercedes.
You broke two of his ribs!
It's a Mercedes! He's lucky it stalled when I reversed back to finish the job. Now, how do we sex up a sport for emaciated men hunched like constipated whippets?
People like it.
Not for 2 weeks! You can cycle around the whole damn island in 46 minutes. No. What we need is a back-to-basics approach. What do the public like? Sex, drugs, rock and... drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah, it was big news when Louis Armstrong turned out to be coked off his nuts. Yeah,
Lance Armstrong, and he wasn't on coke.
Whatever. Drugs make cycling less tedious. Fact. The cyclists arrive tomorrow. Make sure one of them's on drugs.
Yeah, these are professional athletes.
You're right. One of them's bound to be high. We just need to find out which. Just in case, take this cup of my urine. There's enough ketamine in there to kill a rabid galah.
Catch!
Either he will hate the one and love the other.
Hallelujah!
Or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
You cannot serve both God and money.
Hallelujah!
And now, sponsored by Wonga.com, it's hymn number 5,853%. He who would hypocrite be. Oh, I
okay, prime guinea pig. Prepare to have your ass wrecked.
Oh, Samantha, I love you. You saved me.
Shut up and piss off.
But I'm supposed to blow... I'll piss off.
Some idiot left a bomb outside. Gives me the chance to take this place down.
Really? Oh, wonderful. Are you one of these anarcho-mentalists?
No, an anti-anarcho-mentalist. Undercover police. Infiltrated the anti-frackers. Oh. I'm blowing up this place to keep my cover.
You're going to blow it up to stop anarcho-mentalists blowing it up?
Yeah, and that's the only reason.
Well, I don't mean to pry, but...
All right, damn it, I'll tell you. Jeez, you'd make a good cop.
Okay.
This assignment taught me there's more to life than police work. Set detonator. But love for others means everything. Place bombing drill shaft for maximum casualties. That the world will take away the ones you love. Timer set. Die, scum, die! But if I keep caring, maybe I can find love again.
Oh, I'm sure you'll find another man.
Man?
What?
These protest camps shagging everywhere. That's why their signs look like they're done left-handed. They're all 69ing while writing them.
Oh, I love ice cream too.
I've never had so much pant sausage than that bitch, Krusty Jane. Oh, she took the hot dirty ones, the dirty, dirty ones. The dirty ones handcuffed to the trees who can't run away from me.
Oh, good. They're bringing down the soap industry.
Not took them. Taught them. Oh. Left me up in the NIMBY pensioners and mobility scooter seats don't even recline.
Oh. Disarm that bomb.
No can do.
I'll shoot his nuts off, load them in my gun, and shoot one up each of your nostrils.
Anyone touches that bomb now and kaboom!
Then we're dying together.
Oh, Cameron. Oh, Cameron.
Oh, sorry, my phone.
Cameron, where's my kitten-shaped explosion?
Master, the bomb's about to explode, but I'm right next to it.
Even better. Boris and his bicycle helmet Buffon can replace you as Prime Minister. Ciao.
Oh, Master, no! Sorry, I thought the bomb was exploding now.
Bombs, eh? Too much car, not enough boom.
Ah! Not again. I'll just die in silence.
Following the success of misery porn costume dramas The Village and The Mill, Kieran Island TV presents a week of incredibly depressing shows. Tonight, tune in for historical drama The Horrifically Miserable Factory.
Gather round, wretched folk. I've got bad, well, pretty usual for around here news.
Worse than 20-hour days using machines seemingly designed to mangle us.
Well, I'm replacing you all with even more dangerous machinery and hiring your youngest kids to crawl inside.
And how do I support my wife and child?
Oh, don't worry, lad. They'll be all right. They've just died from unrelenting grimness.
Eva, come! Explosion at a grill factory. Oh, your relatives are dead. That's my third family lost this year. It were arson and they can't tell who did it. So they're hanging us all to be on to the safe side. And our pets.
At least life can't get any worse.
Life just got worse.
That's the horrifically miserable factory at 7 p.m. tonight. Now, pre-watershed misery for kids. It's Feeling Blue, Peter.
KITV have been told by their trust that newsreader accents should be more diverse. Here to rectify that are regular newsreaders Norman Honest Northerner and Nigel Northern Honest.
The scourge of childhood obesity continues to grow on the UK mainland, mostly around the buttocks. On a positive note, crime has fallen dramatically as the dumpy delinquents can no longer squeeze through windows to burgle houses.
Newsagents have given in to the pressure to cover up scantily clad women on the front of lads' mags. They'll now be covered up with fun bags.
Lab-grown burgers have now reached the stage where they can be taken straight from a sample dish and thrown into a pan. This new reality is truly petrifying.
Google have expanded into premium translation services. People who can't afford it are advised to just write very slowly in capitals.
Hey, fighting broke out recently in Legoland. Unfortunately, someone shouted break it up and they had to rebuild the park from the instructions.
Wales drew 0-0 with the Republic of Ireland. The value of the players on show has soared thanks to £86 million Gareth Bale. The total value of both teams combined was a whopping £86 million.
Cannabis plants in Newport Street displays were quickly removed when it was realised they'd been planted 100 miles from the correct spot. They were originally intended for Hay Wycombe, or just Wycombe as it's now known.
And finally, Kate and William have had baby boy. Everything went smoothly, apart from when first gynecologist was discovered to be French paparazzo. Prince George was a whopping 8.5 pounds. Coincidentally, exactly what he cost taxpayer every second of his life.
And that was Off the Island News.
Scientists have recently discovered the world's oldest calendar in Aberdeenshire. Was it for agriculture, astronomy, or just an excuse to put up cave drawings of half-naked ladies? No one knows, or knew, until we started up the KI time machine.
Huh. Welcome, Stone Age Gift Shop.
Quick! Some idiot invent calendar. Now, wife, tell me anniversary.
Oh, what anniversary?
Two.
Ah, second is, stone.
Ah, I know. Wife, don't look. what next year?
Stone.
Oh, year after?
Stone.
10th?
Huh? No one lived that long.
Oh.
If to, have to invent bronze.
Fine. Give me stone. Knick-knacks. Bye.
See you tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Valentine's Day.
Ah.
That why I invent calendar.
Yeah. 22 identical choices with only one outcome. Now you decided to open number 17. Are you sure?
Yep, definitely number 17.
And number 17 is... Woman's Weekly.
Oh,
bad luck. You were hoping for Nuts magazine, weren't you? For a cheeky... Never mind. Maybe it'll have a bra advert.
Hey, whose bright idea were these playing covers for lads mags? Oh, I'll just have a packet of fags, please.
22 identical choices.
Oh, forget it!
Now, squirrels. We go live to Kieran Woods, where John Craven has got his head in a bush.
Yes, Kate. In the tree opposite me right now is a beautiful red squirrel emerging from his winter hibernation.
Of course, they're very rare nowadays.
Oh, yes, Kate, very rare indeed. because of all those great scumbags driving out the indigenous population.
But if we focus on the red squirrel for a moment, John.
Oh, yes, of course, Kate. It's just like little squirrel Nutkin from a time when England was pure and squirrels were all red.
John, love. John, could we keep it a little more e-by-gum and a little less EDL?
Oh, look, a grey has moved on the branch below. Well, there goes the bloody neighbourhood, eh? He'll be playing his grey music and eating strange green nuts in his squirrel mosque.
Oh, John, now remember, grey squirrels are part of nature too.
Oh, there's nothing natural about these greys coming over here, stealing our trees and our acorns. Yuck! And our women!
Our women?
What's that squirrel got that I haven't? I'm not going to let it happen again!
Not again! Quick, cut! Cut to Bill Oddie. Oh, Bill, how are the birds?
There's one! There's another! Mike, there's a lot of them! If I had my way, I'd send them to...
Okay, so, yeah. Now, for the Nature Watch weather with Nigel Farage.
It's going to rain, Kate, and you know where that rain's come from. Oh, yes, that's right, Europe.
Hello, I'm Lorraine Jelly, and I'm talking politics, so I am. I know, I can't believe it either. Anywho, if you love fixed elections and you love Zimbabwe, then we have got a treat for you. Runner-up in the recent elections, Morgan Tsvangirai.
Surprise, surprise. It is me, Robert Mugabe.
Oh, I'm sure we booked Morgan Tsvangirai.
A vote for Morgan is a vote for me. This is the Zimbabwe. Aha, that's Morgan's joke to Human Rights Watch.
Oh, that's adorable. So, tell me about your struggle. Oh, sorry, that was a question for Morgan. So, Robert, tell me about your utter lack of struggle.
Now look, there were definitely no dead people being dug up and made to vote. Twice.
That's reassuring to hear. I mean, having to vote twice when you're dead. I'm not sure I could be bothered with that.
Oh, Miss Jelly, you know how the media like to misrepresent Zimbabwe, which is why I banned them.
I don't blame you. They're terrible. They're always in my bins.
Really? I just push them in the river.
Well, Robbie, it's been an absolute delight to have you on the show. Thank you so much.
You are most very welcome, but not in my country.
Oh, you cheeky wee scam.
May I plug my new book?
Of course you can.
It is my autobiography, Winning for Losers, available in all bookshops in Zimbabwe on pain of death.
Well, it's got my vote.
I know, both of them.
Wahey! We've finally landed! Get in!
About time. Infidel flight take longer than Abu Qatada deportation. Good work on disguise, Ahmed.
What disguise, Jam?
The oversized Mexican hat, speedos, inflatable banana?
This is my holiday gear.
How many times, Ahmed? We're not on holiday. We go to Global Terror Network secret training camp.
No, Jam. I said go on a tourist holiday, not a terrorist holiday. I've been saving the tokens every day in the sun.
The sun?
I mean the daily jihad. And look at all this sand, Jam. You've picked the biggest beach I've ever seen. You're beauty!
This not imperialist beach, you imbecile. This desert. We in Fallujah, not Falaraki. We here for serious terror network training. We learn how to sow seeds of panic, spread fear, and organize outreach coffee mornings.
It can't all be work, though. All terror and no play makes Jam a dull boy, right?
Here. I got you a t-shirt.
Global Terror Network Lads on Tour?
It's got your nickname on back.
Hookie? Nobody call me Hookie. Well, just my mum.
Relax, Jam. Here, put some sun cream on my back, will you?
Now, stop! No, not with the hooks! Ow, ow, ow! Just blow up the Lilo.
At last, we finally get serious.
No, I didn't mean... That was on loan from the Lilo library. It was a double. I'm hoping for a holiday romance with Fatima from accounts. Have I ever told you how dirty she is?
Yes, many times. She sounds like she needs a good wash.
Stop! Ahmed Bin Laden, Abu Hamza, Al-Qatada, Jeffries. Put the plastic windmill down and step away from the chalk ice. You're coming with us.
Run, Ahmed! It's the Inflatable Objects Enforcement Unit.
That inflatable banana is a year overdue.
What? Me? No way, bruv. Where are you taking me?
You'll be spending a long time on Guantanamo's maximum security bouncy castle.
Now you get 2 cents a holiday, Ahmed. Very nice. Send me postcard.
Ja!
Fatima, he gone now. Meet me at beach bar before happy hour finish. Oh, and bring puncture repair kit.
Bloody Nora Gordon Bennett, dick eye Chevy, what is this bomb going off? It's like waiting for Gove to say something likeable.
3, 2, 1. Ah! Is that it? The gas shaft's burning like a cooker ring.
Ha! Even British bombs are wusses.
But Master Clegg promised it would blow up.
Nick Clegg? We all know about his promises.
Just to be on the safe side, I'll put it out with this refreshing local water.
Don't!
Well, I didn't think it would blow down.
Oh, Cameron. Oh, Cameron.
Hello, Master.
Cameron, there are earthquakes and explosions everywhere. What have you... Wait a minute. Have you exploded all the beautiful shale gas in the UK?
Not quite all of it, Master.
Because if you have, I've got a cretin crayfish, a tit-faced tarantula, and a pillock platypus all ready to spring into your boxer shorts a-snapping.
No, not the platypus! Please, I'm begging! I'll call you back!
Cameron!
So, this boss of yours sounds sexy. Does he wash?
Live from Kieran Island 5 was written and performed by Alison Pritchard, Alex Perkins, Angie Holford, Dan Swerritt, David Salisbury, Edda Shazare, Eleanor Green, Francesca Washtel, Suzanne Bonetti, Susie Wild, Jamie Gladden, Neil Tolfrey, Rachel S. Bosley, Stephen Hope Wynn, Gabby Hutchinson Crouch, Stephen Marwini, Steve Holford, and Stu Cooper. With additional material from Benjamin Moore, Michael Monkhouse, Jane McCutcheon, Judgment Day, Robin Bales, Matt Fishwick, and Jim Spears. The script editors were Dan Swerritt, Stephen Marwini, and Stu Cooper. The producer was Alison Pritchard. Live from Kieran Island is a callback production for global comedy enjoyment.
Welcome to the Lilo Loan Library.
Infidel librarian, I appear to have punctured Lilo I borrow.
Shh.